Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
Yeah, you
We're
are.
We're going to talk TV this week.
Yeah, we are talking...
TV of a sort.
Oh, mate, because TV is...
I mean, I don't even bloody own
new...
a TV. I don't have the plug in the air. I don't plug that in. You know what I mean?
The lines of media are blurring as well. Remember when Shadows of the Empire was a book? And a comic and,
yep.
and a video game.
Video game, yeah.
It wasn't a TV, though, was
That's
it?
That's right, no. And an endless runner. And when Shadows of the Empire was an endless runner.
Man.
I was just...
I was thinking about this the other day. When was the last time you downloaded a mobile game? Because I find that apps are just, they're just trash.
Does
now.
The McDonald's Monopoly app count as a,
okay,
as
okay,
a mobile
talking,
game?
I should say, yeah, in terms of games, yeah, like...
I don't know, I'd have to look.
Because anyway. Everything's either an endless runner or, like, it's fleecing you for coins.
Well, all right.
You know
look,
what I mean?
Look.
I think the last one for me was Mario Run.
Look, the last app I downloaded was an invoicing app for this podcast. But, look, I'm still young and cool.
Okay. So, you don't know. I mean, just in terms of the last game.
The last thing I have on here prior to that and Netflix is this thing. I was just looking at my phone and there's just this thing. It's just called Find Friends. And I don't recall downloading it. I don't know if it comes with the iPhone. I don't think it does.
Seems like something you downloaded.
But
let me check if I've got
it. It's just, I guess, for... Like, I guess if your other friends have it, you can find them on, like, your GPS. But I have no memory of downloading this.
I don't
this.
Have it. You've
Why
clearly,
would I have it?
You've clearly gotten lonely.
Yeah, that's right.
In the middle of the night and
oh,
panicked.
Where are my friends? Well, literally, where are my friends? That's weird, right?
It is a bit. But, yeah, I downloaded the Stranger Things mobile game because I'm like, I'll give this a go because we might do it for Caravan of Garbage. If it's terrible. I never ended up playing it, but apparently it's fine. So I just...
Is it an endless runner?
No, it's not.
It's runner like from
a,
Demo
it's like
Gorgons.
A, it's like a Zelda kind of top-down.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
8-bit style?
Yeah, something like that. I didn't actually play it. Because you know how we did the It game for
yes.
It, which
yep.
is just, which was an endless
runner.
Runner.
Yeah.
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 So no, we didn't get
Where are my
that.
Friends, you might ask? They're on the Planet Broadcasting Facebook group.
Oh, very good,
There
Mason.
We go. It's good. We're up to like 1,500 members, which is pretty wild.
Not 1,501. Because I'm not on it yet.
No, if you could, that
but
would
But I will.
Okay, good. There's some great stuff in there. There's some great, there's some art, there's some bloody, if you want to know where's a good place to jump in on like different podcasts,
it's
like
a good
great
idea,
episodes, yeah.
yeah,
just there's threads on that. There's all kinds of threads.
So you go when you tap in.
There's memes about you dyeing your hair.
Hey, that didn't
like
happen.
The vain goat man you
it
are.
It wasn't a dye. We talked about this. It was a rejuvenation shampoo
okay.
that slowly dyes, I mean, rejuvenates your hair over a period of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
God. Got my haircut the other day. It's all grey underneath.
Yeah, absolutely it is. They're like, Mr. Sunday, this is the greyest hair I've ever seen. Somehow, whatever you put in your hair, not a dye, but some sort of rejuvenation serum, has leached all the colour out of all your remaining hair.
I feel like I could rob a bank, get a haircut, come out, and they'd be like, well, that's clearly not him.
No.
That's somebody's dad.
That's right. That man doesn't look spry enough to rob a bank. What are we talking about? I've forgotten.
I know. We should maybe start the regular show, I guess. They've cast Shazam.
They have.
I mean, it was coming up, wasn't it? They started filming soon, so they eventually got around
to it.
What's
his name again?
Zach Levy or Zachary
okay,
Levy.
Okay, and what's he been in?
He's the Robin Hood Warriors 3 guy.
Oh, he is too. Yeah.
yeah, yeah. In the last two Thors, not the first Thor. Yeah,
that's right.
Because they recast him and nobody noticed.
Yes,
he's Chuck.
Correct. He's Chuck.
Not Good Luck Chuck, your favorite film.
Correct.
He's Chuck from the TV show Chuck.
There you go. Yeah. Because on that, he's sort of these. He's a nerdy pocket protector guy who accidentally has CIA secrets in his brain.
Probably. So I haven't seen it.
Interesting transformation.
He's Flynn Rider in Tangled, which is a better movie than Frozen, if you don't mind me saying so.
How dare you, I haven't seen them.
Well, it's true, Mason.
Okay. Oh, no, I have seen a mock-up of this guy as Shazam. Looks great.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
And people are like, he's not big enough. Well,
he's like, you know, he's like Jim Halpert size.
So he's,
he'll work out a bit, it'll be fine.
I mean, there are, you know, Chris Hemsworth isn't always enormous.
Well, Chris Hemsworth was pretty rake thin before he did Thor. Yeah, if you look at him from like Home and Away days or Dancing with the Stars days, he wasn't the man that you know now, mate.
That's true, yeah.
That you personally know.
Now, the question being,
yeah,
and we actually discussed this in the Planet Broadcasting Facebook group
earlier
this week. No, I've got heaps of friends on there. who do you cast as the kid? Who do you cast as Billy Batson, the kid?
Yeah, that's tough, man.
A lot of people are saying, is it Finn Wolf? What's his name? Finn Wolfhard?
From Stranger Things.
From Stranger
Which
Things,
one's he
yeah.
again?
He is...
Is he Will?
No, he's Mike, I think. I'd have to check.
I don't know. If he's Will, they should cast him. Because that kid...
I don't think they should.
The,
I don't
kid,
like
with the kid with the bowl cut?
No, I don't like
he's
him.
He's got the best
that's
acting.
And so, what my suggestion was, and they won't do this, but I think they should... Because I guess the idea behind Shazam and Captain Marvel is he's the purest superhero kind of thing, you know, because he's... He, you know, the superhero version of him is kind of an ideal.
Right.
He's not really a guy. He's just kind of this, imagine the most heroic man and he's the most noble and what have you. He's super. He's like cartoon Superman.
Right, yeah.
So he should be the most purest whatever and
yeah.
the most innocent kid. But I think they should cast a grown-up as Billy Batson.
Why?
Well, they should, because the premise of this particular...
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I know I'm an idiot, but hear me out. The DC.
I won't.
Oh, okay. All right, this podcast is over. No, like because this DC universe is 20 years on.
Yeah, right.
It's been happening for 20 years.
So,
Batman's been fighting crime for 20 years. So what you do is you say, okay, he was a kid 20 years ago.
Yeah,
or
but there,
15 years
but
ago.
But there was no, like, we've seen Superman. There was nothing like that when he showed up. People were like, what the fuck?
But also, yeah, but I this universe is a little bit inconsistent in that regard.
Mason,
like when Superman shows up, they're like, what's going on? This has never happened before. And then two movies later, we're like, everybody's got a magic sword. Steal your soul. Everybody's a crocodile.
Yeah, I understand that. But like a Superman figure turning up 20 years in the past would not go unnoticed.
Unless he's only doing magic stuff.
Unless he's only doing magic stuff.
Unless he's only off in magic realms.
Yeah.
See, here's my feeling. He shows up like... Maybe not 20, but maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
He does some superhero stuff. He does it under the radar. Then maybe Robin is killed.
Yeah.
Who was his friend.
Right.
And then he's like, I'm getting out of this business. And then he leaves. He tries to like make a normal life for himself.
Yeah.
And he becomes like, maybe he's an actor who's older than the guy playing Shazam.
Well, they could just cast him if that's the way you're going to do it. Because that's what they did in Kingdom Come.
That's what I'm thinking,
Billy Batson was the same. They look the same.
They look the same, right.
That's who we grew up into.
Anyway, I'm thinking Macaulay Culkin. But also, what I think would work is because if you get a former child star.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, remember being young?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's like
okay.
Faded youth and, oh, you know.
Like a Sean Astin?
Like a fallen star, like a Sean Astin.
Okay. He's not thinking, a fallen star. He's doing
all
right.
He's doing all right. What about Joshua Jackson? From
he'd be good.
Pacey from Bloody Dawson's Creek. Because you remember him young.
Pacey from Mighty Ducks, Mason.
Sorry.
Is his name Pacey in that? Sure.
Yeah, sure, why not? I'll be honest, saying Pacey was a shot in the dark there. I wasn't 100% sure that was his name.
It was either that or Joey.
Joey, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, because then you're like, well, he's, you know, we remember him young and now here he is old and burnt out kind of thing.
Look, I don't disagree with you that that's a direction they should take.
I don't think they will, though.
No, I don't think they will because I think they want to look at this superhero as kind of like this... Like you said, this being of pure good and innocence.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, and you rob the kind of fun that they're probably going to put into this movie by he's a broken down middle-aged man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I think the direction they want to do fun and light. And,
yeah.
And it's a kid. Imagine if a kid was Superman, which is essentially the direction
that's
they're going to
go
in. And then you stand him next to this version of Superman. And I think that's interesting though, because the version that we've got, which I don't love, that's an interesting contrast to have this kid who looks up to, you know, is literally this, you know, this version of Superman, which I thought we'd initially be getting.
See, that's interesting because if it's a kid now
and
he imagines himself as a superhero, he wouldn't imagine himself as super cartoony Shazam. He'd imagine himself as a version of the Superman we have.
But I'm not even sure how society perceives Superman in this universe.
Yeah, we don't really know.
So it's it's unclear. Yeah.
So I think you are correct in that they will cast, they'll try and make him more fun and innocent. But I think given how this universe operates, I think they should go with the burnout grown up.
I think there's enough burnout grown-ups.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's a burnout grown-up in this universe. Aquaman, he's not even king.
But also, I figure if they're going to reboot this universe in the next 5 years anyway, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter. Maybe they will.
Yeah. Well, just go all in, as they say. Have you seen the billboards?
All in, everybody's fun. Yeah, they're releasing some pretty good posters, Mason. Mm.
But there's giant ones in Melbourne that say Melbourne is all in, they've kind of got.
I don't know if Melbourne's all in.
Yeah, I don't know if we're all in, to be honest with you.
Well, do you want to talk numbers for Justice League?
Yeah.
It's tracking an opening weekend in the US of, what do we got here, between 110 to 120 million. Right?
How do we get those figures again? Is that advanced ticket sales?
Advanced ticket sales is just kind of projections and whatnot. Right. And it, probably other things. Mm. I don't know how it works exactly. Also, it's often wrong. So it doesn't mean anything. People are saying,
nobody's going to shoot low, are they? Like their decent Warner Brothers marketing team, they're going to go to the number crunches and go, hey guys, what are we going to do on this? Oh, 10 million. Oh, you're all fired then. You didn't do a very good job. Huh, interesting. You're all fired. Out you get.
So...
$500 billion? Oh, you all get raises.
Let's just make one movie ever. But people are saying it could be a bit of a disappointment because Batman v Superman did 166. But then you also got to look at it. Wonder Woman was projected to do like between like 50 and 60 maybe, and that did 100.
Yeah, right.
So I think it greatly depends on how good it actually is. I think it'll easily crack 100. Yeah. It, like good or bad,
that's
but
true.
If it's good, it could go really high. Yeah.
And what they still don't seem to be factoring in correctly is that now feedback is instant. Like soon as you could, well, even while people are in the movie, they can be texting or tweeting going, yeah, this movie sucks or this movie's great. And then, you know.
All your friends are down.
All your friends.
Melbourne's all in.
I'm loading my Find Friends app. I'm finding my friends. I'm saying, get here. Get in this cinema right now. I realise we're 90 minutes into the movie, but get in here. Buy a ticket. Treat yourself.
The other thing that came up about Justice League, which had people bloody spinning in their bloody graves if they were in their graves.
Spitting chips, I thought you were going to say.
Into their graves.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Is that the runtime has been revealed and it's only 119 minutes.
Oh, thank God.
So, I know, it was a minute shy of 2 hours. And people are saying, well, Man of Steel was 143, Batman v Superman was 151, Suicide Squad was 123, Wonder Woman was 141.
Mm.
So this is the shortest. Like the next shortest is Suicide Squad, but everything else is like over 140.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fine if it's going to be 2 hours. I mean, it's kind of surprising that the Justice League movie would be the shortest since it's got the most characters. But if this is the tightest version of that film, great.
Yep.
People are also saying, though, that the reason it's short is because it's a mess. So they're trying to salvage it, get as many bums on seats as you can. If your movie's 2 hours as opposed to 2 hours and 30...
Get more sessions in at the cinema.
Exactly. So... it can mean any number of things.
Sure could.
It can be good, it can be bad, it can mean nothing.
In many ways, speculating about it on any kind of medium is a waste of time.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And the other thing they mentioned is that the embargo is... by the way, we missed out on tickets. I didn't get them in time.
Oh, no, we'll have to buy... Oh, no.
So we're going to have to go to the regular cinema like plebs.
Wait, do Warner Brothers hate you? I can't remember.
No, I think they're okay with me. I don't know. Which one hates me again? One of them. Whoever does Paramount hates me.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but we might be able to still get a ticket because
I mean we can purchase tickets like regular.
No, I mean like because it's like the day before.
Yeah,
but because the reason I like them is because
how the mighty have fallen.
I know.
You know
right?
what I mean?
Well, there's less screaming idiots for one.
That's true.
But then again, I normally see them during the day, so there's less people. But also, they're always half full. Like these screenings,
they're never
full. The only one that was close to being full was Force Awakens, and everything. So we'll probably end up getting tickets, but if not, who cares? We'll just see it the next day. But the reason I bring that up is because it's embargoed until the day before.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me, folks, if you also do a podcast and you want to get some free tickets, just email.
Yeah, they'll give them to literally anybody. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. We didn't know that for years.
No.
We're like, we'd better build up a massive worldwide audience.
You can have a blog with no followers and you'll get tickets. It's absolutely fine.
Mm.
Yeah. So people are saying, well, it's embargoed to the day before. That's a big problem. It could be. But it's also not necessarily. Wonder Woman was embargoed till the day before, then it got good word of mouth, so they moved it up.
Yep.
things like Star Wars as well get embargoed until the day of. That's probably more a secrets thing. So this could also be a secrets thing.
Could be a secrets
Maybe
thing.
Maybe Superman dies again and they don't want it to get
that'd
out.
Be so good.
Yeah. So I just think it could be bad, but it might not be bad.
Yep.
It could just be nothing again. So it
could
depends.
Be Superman shows up and he's like, "What? Am I alive again? I didn't want this." And then he just snaps his own neck. He tumbles to the ground.
That's how you kill a Kryptonian.
That's right. Yeah.
So anyway, what do you think of any and all of that?
Pretty good.
Good or bad, Mason, or who knows?
Good.
Okay, good. Yeah. It's not bad news, but it's not great news.
The real danger is if they're like, listen, the embargo's not till 2 days after the movie comes out.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, what?
That is a problem. Mm. Which I think, was that what they did with Geostorm?
Oh, I was kidding. I don't know.
No, it has happened. But yeah, often they'll just won't do press screenings.
Yeah, right.
So it'll hit Thursday, Friday, depending when your movies will go out, and then pay for a ticket. Did they do that for Alien Covenant? I think they might have.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway. Mason, more news.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, this is the news segment of the podcast, isn't it?
You're not wrong.
Ben Mendo Mendelsohn, Australian's own.
Oh, Australia's he might own. Be the villain in. Let me remember.
I'm ready.
So it's Mendo.
Yep.
Captain Marvel.
Or Shazam.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it Marvel's Captain
it's
Marvel?
It's Marvel's Captain
okay,
Marvel.
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay. I remember a thing.
Yeah, you remember
That's
a thing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Also, just quickly.
Yes.
Zachary Levi mentioned, he posted a picture on Instagram and he's like, I'm going to be in the gym forever. That's, yeah. So he'll work out for 4 months and he'll look fine. Oh, they'll CGI it. It doesn't.
Think of the fatties who've become buff for movies.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt. Chris Hemsworth. Big old fatty.
No. I think it's just Chris Pratt.
Al Yankovic. How fat he was in his fat video
clip. Certainly was. Seth Rogen for Green Hornet. Yep. Got super trim.
Yep.
Well, he planned to.
He sure did.
He looked okay on
the diet.
He looked
pretty good.
He looked
pretty good.
He was swift. Shallow Hal. Gwyneth Paltrow fluctuated wildly.
Oh, every day.
How did she do it? Yeah. So it'll be fine.
It's what's inside that counts. Steroids.
Yeah, steroids.
The steroids that are inside are what counts.
Do you think Jerry Butler did steroids for 300, the movie 300?
Look.
Because he definitely did. But what do you think?
How many of the Spartans in that movie have real abs and how many have CGI abs?
There's a mixture.
Wenham? Does Wenham have real abs in that movie?
I think he might have a little bit of... I mean, there's also some literal airbrushing.
Oh, I see. Right.
But if you see behind the scenes footage, Gerard Butler is like next level ripped.
Yeah, right.
And he didn't train with anybody. He's just like, just tell me... Just look, I'll figure it out on the day. I'll be there on the day. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And he just turned up enormous. So,
wow.
And he's never been that big since. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying he's juicing, man.
Imagine if he showed up and he was just beer gut.
Well, that's what happened with Hugh Jackman in the first Wolverine movie.
Huh.
Like there's two
Wait,
shirtless
the first Wolverine
scenes.
Or X-Men?
Sorry, the first X-Men.
Right.
There's two shirtless scenes. One where he wakes up in the, you know, where Jean Grey's doing the tests on him.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of, he looks like a guy.
Yeah.
And the scene at the start where he's cage fighting was filmed later and he's way bigger.
Right.
So it's just Hollywood, isn't it?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's what inside that counts.
Adamantium and roids.
Yeah. Anyway, Ben Mendo, if he's the villain in Captain Marvel, he'll make a great Skrull. I feel like his face is already transitioning that
That's
way.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got the wrinkles of a Skrull.
Yeah, he's got the bum chin.
Yeah. He's sinister enough. Certainly.
That's true.
He could do various accents.
Yep.
They've probably got a good morphing effect.
That's true,
I reckon they've got a good morphing effect.
What's it going to be like?
It'll be a... Blah, blah, blah. That's the thing about a morphing effect. What do you do? It's kind of all been done.
Yeah.
They did a new one with Winter Soldier with the hologram mask.
That's
like,
true,
That's an interesting effect.
Which boggles my mind that they haven't done Martian Manhunter yet. Because that, I feel, is in... You could do an interesting morphing effect for him. Because oftentimes it's... I guess they have in Supergirl, and it's kind of generic.
Oh, yeah, they did.
But, there's versions of him where, like... You see his whole body break apart and then reform a foot in the other direction as somebody else. That's a good effect.
Look, we got everything we ever needed to know about Martian Manhunter in Justice League of America, 1997 telemovie.
That's right.
With the great David Ogden steers.
You know it.
Also, we should mention we did a Suicide Squad commentary.
Oh, we sure did.
It's up there now.
I had a fun time with that one.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah. Who would have thought that you talk over a movie that you didn't love the first time and you still didn't love it, but at least it passed the time. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know?
I thought it was fine the first time I saw it and it was fine now. Anyway, Ben Mendo, good choice.
Yep.
Mason, there's so much reboot and sequel news.
Really? Let's hear about it.
You would not believe it.
Okay.
I mean, you'll believe this.
It's almost like nostalgia's big.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm. You sick of nostalgia?
No, not really.
Do you think there's a joke in, like, remember when nostalgia was good? Like, do you know what I mean? There's a skit in that, right?
There's probably a skit in that.
I've been listening to a lot of Two in the Thick Tank.
Yeah, right.
It's a great.
Everything's
it's
a sketch great now, podcast,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Everyone should listen to that. You're on a couple of episodes.
I'm on a couple of episodes. You're on the 100th episode.
I'm about 2 hours and 45 in, but just listen to the whole thing. It's like 10 hours. It's crazy. Anyway, Lethal Weapon 5 is back on the table. Mel Gibson's probably back. Danny Glover's probably back. And so is director Richard Donner. Guess how old Richard Donner is?
68.
87.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So he did the first Superman film, Son of Superman 2.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those. Yeah, you're right.
His last film was 16 Blocks in 2006. Was that a...
Who was in that?
Bruce Willis. He had to go 16 blocks.
Oh, nice.
It was, I get that in Assault on Precinct 13, the remake, mixed up. But yeah. I don't remember 16 Blocks. I remember liking Assault on Precinct 13, the reboot, a little bit, with Ethan Hawke.
Larry Fishburne,
correct. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they've been trying to get this happening for years, and there's been a few things in the way. Probably the racism, that probably didn't help.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They were getting too old for it or whatever.
Yeah,
we talked about
this
recently. Mel Gibson is now older than Danny Glover.
I mean, Danny Glover's been saying that for years.
He has,
too
certainly.
Old for it, yeah.
I feel like in the first one, he must have been like 35, 40.
Yeah, right.
He couldn't have been that old because it was the 80s.
Now I want to get back to the thing you just said, which is that Mel Gibson is now older than Danny Glover.
Yes.
Surely that's always been the case, if it ever was
true.
No.
Mel Gibson is, I looked it up, Mel Gibson is 10 years younger, but he looks 10 years older.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's
right.
He's past him in age.
Right. Yeah. Because Danny Glover's looking pretty old.
He looks the same. He looks mostly the same.
No, he looks much older.
Yeah, much older, but he looks comparatively. Come on, Mason. Cut him some slack. It's been like 40 years since, or 30 years since the first Lethal Weapon. Cut him some slack, Mason, if you could.
Okay, well.
Remember in the last one how too old for they already were? Mel Gibson had cut his mullet. The party was over.
That's right.
They couldn't even beat up Jet Li.
Took two of them. Took them to fight Jet Li.
And a bulletproof cop killing.
Flamethrower.
No, that was at the start. Yeah. They had bullets that could shoot through bloody. What are they called?
That was Lethal
Tractors
Weapon 3.
Or whatever.
That was Lethal Weapon
3. No, that was
3. Yeah.
How did they kill Jet Li?
They beat him up in the rain as a duo.
I don't remember. But who got the final kick in?
Probably Mel Gibson.
I remember that being a good fight from memory.
I absolutely guarantee it would not hold up.
But I watched those about 10 years ago. I remember I watched them all.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, Mel Gibson's mullet's fine. And then 3, it goes insane.
Yeah,
it's
like
a lion's mane.
Yep.
And then 4, they reel it right back in.
Yeah, that's true.
It's high and tight.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they're going to do? They're not going to mullet it, are they?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, they should give him a little ponytail. Like a little... This
oh,
back
my
bit,
goodness.
You know what I mean?
Man bun?
I don't know if he's got enough hair for a man bun.
No, that's true.
Yeah. But anyway, do you want this?
Mutton chops. No.
I kind of do.
Is this going to step on the toes of the Lethal Weapon TV series?
Well, that is the question. And there's also going to be there was a reboot in the works with Chris Hemsworth, directed by Justin Lin, which I think sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
imagine the mullet that Chris Hemsworth would grow.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Oh, he's got such versatile hair. Hemsworth.
Oh, doesn't he just? He could do anything. His hair's like his body. It just fluctuates wildly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do I want to see it? No, because what? Are they going to be action guys in it, or is it going to be them and two younger partners or
See, I don't
something?
Want that. Yeah.
No, neither do I. I think that would be, ugh, no good.
I mean, this was bound to happen, wasn't it?
But I mean, what have they got?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, what is Lethal Weapon when you think about it? It's just two cops.
But one's a loose unit.
But that's every, to some extent, this set the bar for this sort of action comedy situation.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So now it's old hat. Like, what are they going to... What's new
that
they're going to bring?
Joe Pesci. In one movie, he was bleach blonde.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know. You're right. And I remember when I watched them all, every movie's the same because at some point, Danny Glover's family get kidnapped.
Yeah.
That inevitably happens.
Yeah.
I think that happens in every
movie.
And
they slowly transition to... I mean, the first one was quite serious.
I don't remember.
He was always...
Well, had a serious mullet.
Yeah, and he was always...
Lee's screaming
at the, yeah, he was always drunk. Screaming at the beach or whatever at twilight or whatever it was, and then they slowly and then his life improved. And four is basically a wacky sitcom some shooting in it.
Chris Tucker's in that one.
Yeah,
no, sorry, Chris Rock's in
Chris
that
Rock
one.
Chris Rock is in that
it's,
one. Yeah.
Is it because he's going to marry his daughter or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I'm thinking of Rush Hour, which is also getting a sequel.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that was on my list as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of, there's reboots planned for Young Guns, which I've never seen.
All right, great. The time of the Western's over, but give it a try anyway.
I know, we did Magnificent Seven. It didn't do super well.
Who are the young guns, though?
Well, who's the young guns today? Who do you go to?
Tom Holland could be
Dane
the young
DeHaan.
Gun. Dane DeHaan. Dane DeHaan.
Tom Holland.
Andrew Garfield.
He's too old.
Tobey Maguire.
Nah. Oh, you're doing the Spider-Man.
Yeah,
manga.
All the Spider-Man.
Topher Grace. Thomas Hayden Church. Alfred Molina.
Do
all the young guns.
such young guns. Bruce Campbell could be several of the young guns.
Willem Dafoe, the youngest gun of all.
Oh, so young and so gun. Oh, great stuff.
I don't know. It was one of the Stranger Things kids, probably.
That's too young.
I don't think so. You just...
Oh, you could get one Steve? Of these...
Yes,
he's
Steve.
Got great hair. He could be a young gun.
Man, that, can I just say, not a spoiler alert, but Steve's the best, right?
It's pretty good.
He's the greatest man in that show.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
The other reboot is Major League, which I never saw, but a bloody bunch of... Is that
the
same cast?
Also,
they both got Charlie Sheen.
Who should do the... I was going to say, who should do the music for Young Guns?
Hinder.
Wow, that's...
might not be modern enough.
That's too... Because
it was peak Bon Jovi when they did... Uh-huh. When they never drew first, but they drew First Blood.
Yeah.
He's the devil's son.
Yeah, call what him
they
Young
call
Gun.
Him?
Young Gun, yeah.
That's what they call him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who do you think? Who's the new Bon Jovi?
DJ Snake.
I don't know who that is. Major League. Never seen it. I might be thinking of Angels in the Outfield also.
Major League is
late. Do they both have Charlie Sheen?
I think Major League does. I don't think Angels in the Outfield does.
I'm going to quickly Google that. Oh, it's got Danny Glover. Man, what a world.
Wow. Oh, he's going to be...
No, it doesn't. You're right. But it does have Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh.
Man, I'm getting my bloody...
getting your googs on.
Getting my baseball movies mixed up. And the other one is Ace Ventura.
Huh. Who do you cast as Ace Ventura? Was there a son of Ace Ventura movie?
There was three was son of, yeah.
Wow.
I think Jackson from Sandspants was telling me, like, his dad died.
Oh,
like,
no.
In a horrible accident, so he had to take on the mantle of...
He doesn't have to take on the mantle.
Mason, he kind of has to.
It's not a curse.
No,
is it a curse?
It's like the Crow. There always has to be an Ace Ventura.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just going through his dad's things and he finds a loud Hawaiian. No, he goes through a portal, which is a rhinoceros' bum. Just goes through it. And then he's transformed. He's like a veterinarian or something.
Right,
or he's like a...
He's trying to get out of his dad's shadow.
Yeah, veterinary
it's
surgeon.
It's like the Santa Claus,
he's
right?
He's very serious. And then he goes through a rhinoceros anus. And when he comes out, his hair's been all slicked into a pompadour. And he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And he's like, oh, no! I'm Ace Ventura now.
So it's a Santa Claus with Ace Ventura.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a curse, yeah.
Who would you cast, though, like really, realistically?
Steve from Stranger Things
again.
He
probably could do it.
He's got the hair.
Yeah. Do you see that trailer for the Jim Carrey movie where he's lost his mind or whatever? Where he's like, Jim Carrey doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, so it's the documentary about when he was Man on the Moon, when he was bloody...
Yeah.
Andy Kaufman.
And he couldn't break character the whole time. And then when he did, he didn't know who he was anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
I listened to... So on... Norm Macdonald has a podcast.
And a farm.
Thank you. Jim Carrey was on it.
Yeah, I saw a bit of that.
And he reiterates the story from Batman Forever, where Tommy Lee Jones can't sanction his buffoonery. So that story is true, evidently.
Yep. Yep.
Or it seemed a little bit like someone told him that story and he was like, yeah, it sounds true.
It all kind of happened at the same time because we talked about it. Then I did a video, and then a week later that happened. But it's a story that happened to him, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's like it all came together at once.
But he was a little bit like he seemed relatively normal
nah.
for a guy who is at one point the most famous person in the world.
Yeah.
But also he did seem a little, like he seemed to become more unhinged as the podcast progressed.
He's talking about how like,
and he has no ego and no being anymore.
Bullshit.
And he was like, hey, so what are you know, what's
why are you doing any of this?
Yeah, he's like, what are you up to these days? And like, well, I'm not up to anything because I don't really exist, kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, you've lost your mind, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, and he's like, yeah, because I know he's like, we're just all a collection of thoughts and memories.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a fucking person.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Yeah.
That's what we all are. We're just a collection of things we kind of bundled into our brain over the years. You know, along with the chemicals, which are already kind of in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a person is. You're not unique.
Anyway, who should we cast as Ace Ventura?
God, I just hate that shit, man. Like,
all right.
What are you even promoting a movie for then? Why do anything? Why don't you sit in a field and shut up?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Give us all your money.
Well, that's the other thing, isn't it? Give all your money away because you don't even own it or exist or we don't exist or
that's
whatever's
right,
happening.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's just a concept, man.
Yeah, but I know. Like, that's not a startling revelation. You know what
right?
I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, because we all agreed that money is a thing. It's not fucking bizarre. It's just how it is.
That's right.
I mean, it is weird. You know, I mean,
you seem a little uptight, man.
I'm just, I hate
you
that
You should
shit.
Have some kombucha.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Kombucha bullshit. Anyway, Mason, Konami is making it both a Contra TV series and movie. Which they'll probably balls up because they're a horrible company.
A TV and a movie.
Yeah, together.
A TV and a movie.
Okay, when has that worked recently where they've gone, right, we're going to do a TV show and a movie and they're going to run parallel to each other? They were going to do it with Dark Tower. Now they're talking about the TV series is going to be a reboot.
They've quietly shuffled that under the rug, haven't they, Dark Tower?
Yeah. But all the other Stephen King stuff is doing really well. So I guess they're like, well, we're going to bring that back out of the bloody. So anyway, Contra is, there's not. It's two guys who run along with guns.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, good.
Great.
Feels a little Battleship to me. Just...
Yeah.
Because there's nothing really... There's no plot really to Contra. It's just there's an alien invasion and the only people who can stop it are two shirtless men.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Konami code, Mason?
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start. Select start sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 lives. That's the thing they're going to put in the movie.
They'll definitely put it in.
Somebody will have to do some sort of button combination on a...
Do you think everybody will clap?
I think somebody will have to defuse a bomb or shut down a satellite that's going to blow up the world, and that'll be the code, and everybody will stand up and cheer.
You know what?
Yes.
I dare them to just not do it. Just don't do it, because not everything has to be in everything.
No, it has to be.
What's wrong with it?
Every video game adaptation has to have some video game element to it that takes you out of it. That takes you out of an already bad movie and makes you really reflect on your life choices. That's what that element's for.
You're right. And that, yeah, okay, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Fox is apparently...
Just there's not enough content for a movie and a TV show of Contra.
No, I mean, anything can be good.
Yeah.
Or bad.
Unless the movie is Contra and the TV show is Probotector, which is what it was called in Australia.
Was it?
And they were robots, not men.
Is that because of some kind of code? Where they
some sort of censorship thing, I think.
Of course they did. Yeah. Australian government. They're always changing our games from the 90s.
That's right.
And also recently sometimes.
Barnaby Joyce update. You're out of parliament, you son of a bitch.
Is he?
Because he's not an Australian citizen technically.
So he's actually out.
Yeah, he's out.
Good.
Him and Malcolm Roberts. Anyway, it's not important.
He's a real sack of shit, that bloke.
Yeah, right?
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Fox is considering an extra...
Anyway, that's vindication for Pistol and Boo.
Yeah, I guess it is. I mean, who do I want to win that situation? Johnny Depp or Barnaby Joyce? I mean, it's not.
No,
I feel good.
No, I hope they fight to the death.
Yeah.
They meet in a bar and glass each other to death. Anyway.
Fox is considering an X-23 film.
Okay.
James Mangold said that Patty Jenkins' success with Wonder Woman only solidifies for more studios that there's less fear with a female protagonist.
There you go.
So, yeah, it kind of worries me because that movie ended super well.
But I think they will just.
But I like that character.
I think X-Men universe style. They'll just put it in the modern day, and it'll be a different person playing X-23. I reckon she'll be a grown up.
No, I think they'll get her back because I don't think there's any rush that this is going to happen. So I think she could be 16, 17 by the time it rolls around.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Look, I'm willing to concede they may use the same actor.
I will concede nothing.
But I think they will just put it in the modern day.
Okay.
X-Men style. They'll just be like,
whatever. It's modern day and McAvoy's in it.
Yeah, that's right. And exactly. Yeah. And also, then maybe they'll concede. They'll be like, it was a weird summer, wasn't it? Remember when Remember when all the whole environment was falling to pieces and we had those self-driving trucks and the crops were dying? And then they fixed it, so
there
it's fine
mutants,
now.
But then there was.
Then it turns out all these mutants were in a bunker.
Yeah,
anyway,
we're all
fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Cyclops. Hey, Jean Grey.
Also, Mystique is Rebecca Romijn, and Storm is whoever plays the young Storm, because who cares?
Who cares,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else we got here? Justin Lin will direct Fast and Furious 9 and 10.
Ooh.
That's good. He's the good one. Mm-hmm. He did, I think he did 4, 5, 6, maybe, yep. Which mm-hmm. are all the good ones when they got good again.
That's right.
So bring him back.
He did
Why
7.
Not?
I think he did 7.
I don't think he did. James Wan did 7.
Oh, yeah. I'm confusing them.
And which was also an okay one.
Yeah.
Well, who did the last one? I don't know. If Gary Gray did the last one, I think.
There you go.
Which was also fine. Mm-hmm. Let me double check that, Mason.
Nah, don't bother.
It's too late.
All right. You've changed, man.
I never
changed. You never used to give anything a Googs.
Yeah, but now that it's in front of me, what am I going to do? Not Google it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this Angels in the Outfield page is just not shifting. But Tony Danza's in it, so is Christopher Lloyd. Yep, he mm-hmm. did do it.
Nice.
That was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good. Vincent D'Onofrio is... in Daredevil Season 3. Good.
Right.
He's good. Mm-hmm. So he's a big old sooky baby man.
Yep.
And he'll slam a man's head in a car door till it's mush.
Mm-hmm.
More of that, please.
And he can bring all that to Daredevil Season 3.
Definitely.
As the character of the Kingpin.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. So, good.
What I did there is I pretended that his character traits as the Kingpin were in fact his character traits in real life.
I understood that, and so did everybody listening.
Good.
Gareth Evans, director of The Raid and The Raid 2. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Never seen them.
They're real
I just
good.
Watched the clips of the like people hitting each other with fridge doors and shit. I should watch
No, you're thinking of the Jackie Chan movie Rumble in the Bronx.
I might be thinking of Ong Bak also, which fight with the fridge. He's going to apparently direct the Deathstroke movie.
There you go.
Now, Deathstroke was going to be the villain in the Batman, but everything changed and everybody left or came back, and who knows where that
maybe
is.
Maybe Affleck's in, maybe he's out.
Yeah. For the moment, he's in. And also, he was going to appear in Justice League, and maybe he will or maybe he won't. So we don't know yet. Mm. I mean, since Justice League's relatively short now, he may not. Yeah. That's going to be
And maybe he's the guy in that. Maybe he's the guy in that bank heist scene where Wonder Woman beats everybody.
But I think
up.
That's in Europe.
He can go to Europe.
People can't go to Europe, Mason. Right. It's like a long flight, especially for us.
That's true.
Maybe he lives here, so it took him like 20 hours.
That's true. You wouldn't have jet lag and have to rob a bank. How
do you get your euros out of the country? Because they always, they can scan for that on your way out.
That's true.
Plus you've got your Deathstroke costume. You've got to get your Deathstroke costume over there. It's a whole thing,
true,
Mason.
Yeah.
This has got one.
You could do it back in the day. You could just, flip it over the metal detector or whatever. Nobody
the whole costume.
Attention. The whole costume. Just flip it over the metal detector, catch it on the way
back.
That
would sound like a sack of stack hats. Like, there's no way you'd get away with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, good. Would you see a Deathstroke movie?
Yes.
It's Joe Manganiello, however you say it.
Yep.
Who was in Spider-Man.
Man, I would... Look, if it's Gareth Edwards, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember they're talking about...
You should see those.
I know. Yeah. It's one of those things that I haven't seen.
Yeah, but you want to see, like a petite Thai woman... beat like 20 men to death with a pair of hammers.
In real life?
Yeah.
Is there a show for that I could go? Like I could go overseas?
Oh, absolutely. That's
just
right.
Just a weird secluded bar.
Yeah, just go to a Hooters in Thailand and you'll see that happen.
Yeah, cool. No, I absolutely want to see that.
Mm.
Don't they also kill characters and then come back as different characters in the next movie because they're good at kung fu or whatever kind of martial arts they do in that?
Probably.
Maybe though.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I've got a whole lot of, we did all that, the news for the Justice League and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, with the Venom movie, which is coming up, it's started filming. Tom Hardy's on set.
Terrific.
He's loving life.
Mm-hmm.
Venom's going to be done through motion capture, the suit, which makes sense.
Yep.
I didn't really think they'd do otherwise, I guess.
No. So, spandex. What if it was just
black spandex? They can do a Spider-Man, pretty good Spider-Man spandex. They could do a combination. Then again, the Spider-Man suit is mostly CGI now as well.
And we don't know what kind of Venom this is yet.
No.
Mm.
And we'll never will.
No. Never going to see it.
No.
Yep.
No, might be all right. Might be all right.
Yeah, might be all right.
But I'll also say this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Stranger Things. This is not the ad. This is,
okay,
this is a different thing.
We finished the ad.
We finished the ad?
Okay, good.
This is a clean break.
Nice.
Stranger Things Season 2 is upon us, mate.
We should do that. We should say, when we finish an ad, we should say we've finished the ad.
Mm.
And then sometimes we don't. And the ad continues.
It's like fake doors.
It's like fake doors. Exactly. That's right.
Okay, gotcha.
And we interweave, because otherwise we could just interweave Harry's ads into our discussion of the TV show Stranger Things.
And you can't escape it.
No, that's right. Yeah. You can't escape the product placement in Stranger Things, though.
What kind of product placement?
Three Musketeers bars. Nougat and chocolate.
I've never seen those. That's obviously not a thing here.
No.
So they're still popular?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you go to a weird American candy store in Melbourne, you can get a Three Musketeers.
I do like going to a weird American candy
store.
They're
good, aren't they?
Sometimes I buy a thing and I'm like, I think I love Reese's Pieces. Then I eat three and I'm like, oh shit, my heart's got to stop.
American candy runs the absolute gamut from incredible to just total garbage.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a Stranger thing in a way.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Junior Mints, love them.
Junior Mints, yeah. Mm-hmm. What else do you love?
Do
you love a Dr. Pepper?
No, I don't care for Dr. Pepper.
And I don't know whether I still do.
Mm.
We talked about this in the show. Anyway, what else is there?
Pop-Tarts.
Nah.
Some are good, some are awful.
I don't understand why people think that's breakfast. That's clearly not something you should ever eat, let alone for breakfast. Uh-huh. Am I wrong?
It should be your dying meal. Like, well, I'm not gonna live any longer anyway. So,
to me,
Pop-Tarts, please.
Looks like a weird sugary crisp bread with a fucking roll-up stuck on the top.
Yep.
I'm sure it's icing or something else. Is there a filling in it as
Sometimes it's a filling. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I wanted as a kid, and I think I had one once, and I went, "Oh no, this is no good." Like Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Garbage.
No, they're good.
No, they're not.
Mm. Frosties. Yum, yum, yum.
Nah, just put your own sugar on your cereal.
Sounds like a lot of work.
You know what, Mason?
Sounds like calories that I'm going to burn. That I should just not be burning and just eating sugar cereal.
And you know, the thing is now is you fast, so you don't even have a breakfast. That's what people are doing.
Oh, no.
Anyway, should we talk about... So just candy? Yes. Is that just the product placement?
What else?
Is there some American brands like a Radio Shack?
Yeah, there's
still a thing?
Radio Shack is still around, apparently.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like their JB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're James Brayshaw.
Correct.
From the Hot Breakfast.
Good. Good reference.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So
also, white Reese's Cups, they're very good.
Never had one.
They're real nice.
Actually, you know what I did get when I was... Claire bought that Reese's Pieces peanut butter mix.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the spread.
Uh-huh.
It's too much.
Chocolate and peanut
butter. Too much going on
there. No, that's real good.
Yeah. No, I think if you're going to do it yourself. Get some Nutella.
Again, that sounds like a lot of work. The advantage of American candy and spreads and stuff is they've done all the work for you. You want a peanut butter and jelly? Just have a jar with it all in there.
No, it shouldn't be in together because you want to get your own ratios. This madness, Mason.
What about Vegemite and cheese spread? What do you reckon about that?
The worst thing that's ever happened.
I think that's a good combo.
Do you remember when they did Vegemite and cheese Kraft singles?
Yes.
Garbage.
Wow.
Everybody likes their own ratio of Vegemite and cheese. You can't inflict that on a man.
I think you absolutely can.
You've lost it. And that's why it's no longer in stores, Mason, because you're wrong.
Wow.
Anyway, there'll be non-spoilers then spoilers on Strangest Things. That being said, we will spoil season one because it kind of leads directly into two.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't want to know anything...
Shut up.
Eat your Pop-Tart and get in your grave.
That's right. Wow.
But,
take those earbuds out. Throw your listening device off a bloody bridge, mate.
Yeah, so I would say don't listen to any of this, would you say?
Yeah.
If you don't want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good.
Because also if we have one skill, it's accidentally putting spoilers in our non-spoiler segment.
Right.
Yeah.
Here, and also, it's all time linked below, so you can skip any of this.
That's true.
Okay, Mason. Season one was a smash hit. It was such a smash hit. People didn't expect it. They paid us to advertise it. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. And they're like, we don't know if this is going to do well.
And in this one, they went, yeah, everyone will watch it.
Yeah.
Guess who didn't get a call back?
These guys.
That being said, what did you think the story was?
Oh, geez. All right, hang on.
Yep.
We're doing it for TV as well. I forgot. All right, hang on.
Mason, it's every week for everything.
I should
go, Mason, there's Batman news. What do you think the news was?
That's very true. Affleck's out or he's in? All right, so Stranger Things 2. All right, okay, here we go. So in Stranger Things 1, they went to the upside down world and there was
it's a parallel dimension.
Parallel dimension.
Everything sucks.
Yeah, it's no good. Maybe we're in it already. I don't know.
It's strange because who built all the stuff in that parallel dimension?
That's a good question, isn't it? Or is the upside down world, did our universe exist already?
Oh, and then it's
come out of that somehow.
Yeah, right.
Like it's been spawned from that, I guess.
Yeah, that's very...
And there was no people in it, so it's just all fallen to bits, maybe.
Yeah, it's all... Yeah, but
maybe
it's
that's what's happened.
They've got a great particle effect, little white things drifting in the air,
I find that unpleasant.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're going to breathe one in or get one up your nose.
Yeah. Ugh,
I think
good.
It's a digital effect because it's always they're always very well separated.
Yeah, it can't be real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I keep going. It's an upside down time.
So anyway, the last season, they fought the Demogorgon.
Yep.
The kids.
Yep.
The little kids. And now that it's a year later, and they're trying to readjust a life
11,
in a tidy little town.
11 died also in the first one.
Not really, though.
Well, it's in the trailers. But in what manner is she back? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bloody... She's on the posters also. It's not really a spoiler. Also, we why said, would, don't listen.
<That's right. laughs>
We're sorry.
And why would they kill her off for good? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but maybe they should have. That was maybe one of my complaints for
really?
This. Maybe not necessarily. We'll talk about
really?
It later.
Really?
Yeah. Mason, you've bloody know what the story was.
The story again,
I don't know how you've done it.
No, but there's more trouble afoot, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There's more upside downness than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I equate this to kind of like the way that Alien was Alien and this is Aliens. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Would you say there's elements of that in this?
Yes.
Like there's specific references, but also I think the stakes have been upped in that way that sort of Aliens was.
Yes. But, and also in the sense that Paul Reiser's in it.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
And the cat.
Yep.
You know, the cat that's like...
Yeah, that's true.
It's very alien. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, anything else?
I didn't think of it that way. Did you feel that the stakes had been upped in a way that you enjoyed? Because I say no, not really.
No, I didn't think so because, first off, I really enjoyed it.
Me too.
And I think it wrapped up really well. Mm-hmm. But I think the central kind of conflict of the first movie was there was a boy who was missing.
Yep.
And then it turned out that he wasn't dead and the government had made a fake body.
Yeah.
And it turns out he was just trapped in this other dimension. But the stakes are higher, but because you don't have that emotional connection to this one person who's missing,
it didn't feel that way. And to his family and his group of friends. Yeah.
And there is a bit of kind of like 11, you know, what happened to 11 and we got to get 11 back or whatever. But that's kind of without, you know, she comes back. It's in the trailers. But that's kind of resolved relatively quickly.
That's true.
So that aspect of it was, I didn't love.
Mm.
But the kind of, the real world kind of like, things would have gone much worse in this series if things go bad at the end. You know what I mean? Like the stakes are higher in
that's
that
true, yeah.
But mm. I didn't, but they didn't feel as personal.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. There's not a lot of like Winona Ryder like screaming in a wall or whatever.
It's true. Less of that, yeah.
Less of that, yeah. Mm. You know who's good in this?
Who's that?
Sean bloody Astin.
He's good, isn't he?
It was great to see.
Yeah.
There's a few kind of... Well, Paul Reiser, obviously, and Sean Astin, is that his name?
Yes.
He's from The Hobbit, but people know him from The Goonies, so it's another kind of 80s...
And Rudy,
that's right, yeah. Mm. I thought that was a nice little inclusion.
That's what I'm talking about. You get a former child actor, you get him, you put him in a modern-day film, you know what I mean? People feel the feels.
They feel the feels. Get a Ralph Macchio, bring him back.
Oh, it's Shazam. Billy Batson,
he
Ralph Macchio.
Would be a good Shazam.
Fred Savage.
He's doing Friends with Kids, isn't he?
Yep. Fred Savage.
Friends with Kids? No. What's the one he's doing?
Friends
college
from College.
Friends or whatever, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, fair enough, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I thought the new additions were good.
There's Ron Howard, Billy Batson. Now it's Ron Howard.
Yeah. Well, actually, they do a similar, speaking of Billy Batson, they do a similar thing in Black Hammer, where there's a girl who changes into the Wonder Girl.
Yeah.
But then she eventually ages into an old woman, but she still changes into the girl.
That, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's interesting.
See, it's a fun concept.
Yeah. Someone else thought of it first, though.
Oh,
Mason.
God damn it.
No, I thought the new cast was good. There's a new redheaded girl in the group.
Yep, playing Max.
That was a good inclusion. Mm-hmm. One of the better inclusions I also thought was the new bully. He's the evil Steve.
Yeah, right.
Who was the Red Ranger from Power Rangers.
Oh, same was
guy.
He? There
yeah,
you go.
Same guy.
Which Red Ranger? The first one?
No, from the last movie.
Oh, right.
The one from the 90s.
I don't know. I'm all messed up. I don't know about timelines.
Yeah, you don't.
I've just been thinking about young, old Billy Batson's all week, so... I don't know.
Your head's elsewhere. Mm. But no, I liked him because apparently the original Steve was supposed to be meaner.
Right, okay.
And he kind of starts that way, but then he kind of comes good.
Yeah.
And this one, you've got like an even, like Steve's kind of cooler and nicer, and you get like an even meaner Steve.
Yeah, right.
You know, which I really liked.
Uh-huh.
Like you seem like a legit psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's very much a trope of things from the 80s. Mm. In it, we had... something very similar, the bully who's a legit psychopath.
Yeah, right.
Do you feel that's overused? How do you feel about this series as... Do you feel that it beat you over the head with tropes from the 80s and nostalgia and et cetera?
I think less so this season.
Yeah.
Matt, who does some editing for us,
yes.
He said actually that same thing. Yeah, mm. That it was the first one was like, do you remember the 80s? It's the 80s.
Yeah, right.
This one was less... It's the 80s, even
yeah,
though it was
Yeah, it feels like it's developed its own... It exists as its own universe now.
Yeah.
You don't really feel it as much. Although I didn't really feel the first. Because I have no nostalgia for anything.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel beaten over the head with that sort of thing.
And not in this one either, even though they were like, here's a He-Man action figure.
Not really.
His centipede.
And also because, you know, they'd go to a party and they'd be playing Talking Heads or whatever.
Yeah.
If you went to a party in the 80s, they'd be playing Talking Heads.
Right.
Like, it's not... If you went to a regular house party
in
the 80s...
For a second, I'm like, is Talking Heads a board game? But then I...
You're thinking of Celebrity Head.
I am, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, if you went to a party in the 80s, they wouldn't play real deep album cuts of some obscure band that you'd never heard of, just, you know.
Exactly.
They'd be playing their current hits because that's what people want to hear.
I think the budget, well, the music budget for this was insane, right? Compared to the first one. Like, they're much more recognizable pop hits.
That's true.
Rock You Like a Hurricane, Mason.
That was in there, yeah.
That was in there. Mm-hmm. I heard something, I don't know whether this is true, that half the budget was music.
Oh.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you need to go that kind of well-known with the 80s music?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you could probably put more money into
you
more
You don't even
monsters.
Have to put any music at all, really.
No.
Yeah.
It could all
I mean, we're not
noises.
Listening to music right now,
nah,
are we?
Nah.
Just put it into that bloody synth score.
Yeah.
Man, that
I do
the
like
strange,
the synth score.
The Stranger Things theme is very good.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, also, there's a Stranger Things... We've got a Stranger Things t-shirt on our TeePublic store, but it's like...
Oh, yeah,
it's like
that's
in
right.
our font.
Yeah, yeah.
So... Or it's either there or it's nearly there. I don't know. I'd try to put it up. I don't know.
There's also a new Fergal Quigley design.
Absolutely is, yeah.
Thor Ragnarok
style. Thor Ragnarok, yeah. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about that more next week when we do Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah,
also.
Okay, cool.
We'll push our t-shirts, our merch in the relevant weeks.
Great.
He's a good dude. What else we got here, Mason? Yeah, I felt like there was not as much to... they found more stuff to do with Winona Ryder, which was good in this.
Yeah.
Because Will is still feeling the residual effects of being stuck in that shit. Planet.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And yeah, I think she does kind of Shrieking Mother kind of really well, I think.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And she's with the Sean Astin guy, and I like that. Like, at first, I'm like, oh, this guy seems like a big old dork, and you know, he's...
Yep.
But he develops into like a realistic and interesting character.
That's true.
I feel, yeah. He's not just like Carrie Elwes in Liar Liar, the stepdad. You remember that?
No, I don't remember.
He's doing the claw, but he's not as good as Jim Carrey in the claw.
Don't remember it.
Okay, good. You know who is great in this? David Harbour.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's going to make a great Hellboy.
Yeah, that's true.
Even better than Ron Perlman, Mason?
Ooh, who's to say?
I'm asking you.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you'll be as good...
Okay. Wow. I wasn't aware that was an option there. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of scenes between him and Eleven, and I think that's some really good stuff there, and they bounce off each other well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I like about that guy as well. He looks like a real guy. Like, he's kind of balding, he's a bit doughy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, he looks like a real person that you could meet or know, or is a guy in your friendship group that's just real surly and
yeah, right.
Enormous.
Sure.
It feels like a real person.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How about this?
Yes.
Barb.
Yes.
She died in the last season.
Yes.
Still feeling the effects of that. Her family's still looking for her, even though she's stuck in a horrible world. And
wait, is she stuck there or is she dead?
Well, her body's there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Nancy and Jonathan, who was caught with cocaine, that actor, the other day at the airport or whatever.
All right. Uh-huh.
I don't know anything more about that. But yeah, they kind of, no, more Nancy's kind of just a lie to the parents and pretend that she could still be out there. And,
yeah, right.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Mm-hmm. But I don't know because this is a minor spoiler, but
they also seem to, all the characters seem to have more concern for Barb in this season than they did in the previous season.
Yes.
Where like two episodes later, people are like, oh, who cares?
Yeah. Do you think that's a fan response?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
People love that character.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they develop Nancy and Jonathan's relationship in this as opposed to Nancy and Steve.
Right.
But I think Nancy and Steve are more interesting together, even though he's kind of like the cool guy.
Yeah.
And I think I like that character more.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that just me? He's just got great hair.
He's got great hair.
He's good with kids.
Yeah.
He looks like John Ralphio.
But also, that's true. But also, I don't feel he cared. I don't know. Maybe his... Maybe his maybe he does have deep feelings, but it seemed to me his whole vibe was like, relationships, not for me kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
So he doesn't really care about the relationship he's in.
See, I think he did.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway, maybe that's just...
Maybe that's it.
Maybe we just think different things.
Did this season feel to you like it was kind of a setup for Stranger Things 3?
There's a little bit of that, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of...
Do you want to get into spoilers then?
Yeah, let's get into spoilers. Yeah. But you know what? Best series ever.
I had a great time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've probably got Netflix, so I guess watch it.
Just watch it, yeah.
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 And it's only 9, which is great.
That's true, yeah.
So mm-hmm. good work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do you think then? Where do you think they're going to go with 3?
I think that towards the middle when 11 met 8.
Yeah.
And met all 8's wacky friends, I think that was definitely... They were putting out the feelers for a spin-off there.
Right, okay.
I think they were like, yeah, okay, we're going to...
See where that goes.
Yeah.
See, I felt like I liked that stuff with Eleven and her sister and whatever, but I think there was a lot of episodes where they just needed to kind of get her out of the way.
Yeah, right.
So this is from Matt, the editing Matt, said Eleven really should have just been in this shouldn't have been in this season because she has nothing to do, and it kind of ruins her sacrificial death last season, but I see why they put her in there because she's super awesome and stuff.
Mm.
So I feel like, you probably could have brought her back later in the season.
Uh-huh.
They really sidelined her and then went, you know what, she can have her own adventure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think you could have revealed in episode 6 that she was always living with David Harbour.
Yeah, right.
You know
okay,
I don't
sure.
think, but you're right, though. I think, that stuff is probably setting up season 3. Do you think there's going to be like a bigger monster? That monster's going to come back?
I hope so.
It's a smoke man. What is it? What is going on there?
Yeah, I don't know. But the most disappointing thing for me in this season was that they just went, okay, what's more threatening than a Demogorgon? 50 of them.
Yeah. And let's add the aliens thing.
Yeah.
There's even like a go into the nest scene.
Yeah, right.
Like aliens, yeah. Yeah, and even that monster is like the queen. You know what I mean? It's like the alien queen, yeah.
But I think, but aliens was more impactful for some reason for me. I don't know why that was. Maybe because they're...
Was it Hicks?
Maybe it was Hicks.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just inherently more terrifying.
I think
Demogorgon should
true.
Be. But
we've seen it. We've seen like 1,000 variations of the alien since then. So that's probably a part of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So the stakes were higher, but the stakes have never been lower.
That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So like, do you think this big... do you think it's going to get physical in the real world? This big smoke monster?
I hope so. I mean, all the promotional material, I assumed that was some sort of... It looked like a giant Cthulhu kind of tentacled, slimy, giant creature kind of thing. But just to have it be smoke.
Yeah.
Didn't really...
Think that's a budget thing?
Look, maybe I'm just Shania Twaining it, but that did not impress me much.
Impress you much?
Did not impress me much.
Good.
Don't know,
You want a giant Brad Pitt?
I don't know. And it also... I don't know, it didn't even feel really like it was, there was any kind of, I kind of was expecting there to be some sort of more of a mastermind behind anything, like.
Right, yeah.
It didn't really feel like there was even that much intelligence behind it, really.
No.
It was just an instinctive.
No, see, I think there was because it lured all those soldiers into a trap.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's working through will to, by the way, that kid's a great actor.
Mm.
Like he does. Like screaming in pain and terrifying and scared really, really well. Uh-huh. And I love the bit where Sean Astin's like, you should confront your fears. And then he does and it's like the worst thing he could possibly
right?
do.
Yeah. Mm. The lesson there, parents, not always right.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah. Don't trust your stepdad.
No, definitely not. Nah, I mean, if he's a good bloke.
Yeah, he could be a good bloke there, couldn't he? Yeah. He could be a bloody good bloke.
Yeah, I know. It'd be weird like next season if all of a sudden what they're just going to have a big smashy monster. You know what I mean? Because
it felt a little bit Heroes. Remember Heroes?
Yeah, I remember when I had to watch Heroes because there was nothing else
The dark days.
Yeah, yeah.
It's when we were in the upside down world.
Boy, were
just
we.
A world falling apart and you could only watch Heroes on network TV with ads. Ugh.
Yeah, so what way do you mean it was like Heroes?
Because
there were so many heroes in this?
Yeah, but also it felt like they were kind of introducing more caricaturesque, that's not a word, but more like
caricatures,
more like character archetypes, you know, that were not fully three-dimensional,
like the
characters.
like the conspiracy theory guy.
Yeah, Brett Gelman as the conspiracy guy. I enjoyed him, but also, like, you know, there's a punk guy and there's a big bruiser guy, what have you. Like, it felt more like we're going to put together a team and it's going to be the Warriors and it's the X-Men.
Yeah, right.
Kind of thing.
Okay, sure. Mm. Except one of them had powers and the rest of them didn't.
Are we going to see the remaining? How many's left? 9?
Yeah, there'd have to be 9, yeah. Because I don't think there was anyone after 11 unless they escaped. But,
yeah.
So there we go. We got our seasons mapped out, don't
That's
we?
Right,
I think they want to do 4.
They want to do 4,
is
yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what you're saying, like, there's a lot of, like, tropes of, like, oh, the caricatures of whatever. But I think it was interesting in this they made the government not the worst. Like, the Paul Reiser guy was he didn't really know what he was doing, but he was trying. And so it was kind of other people in that facility. They weren't trying to hurt Will or 11. They wanted to kind of fix the problem that the previous team had done. I liked that. Yeah. And also, like, see, I think the other thing that Beast was.
And that throws you for a loop because you assume Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
He's either going to be a sinister company man like in Aliens or the guy from Mad About You.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A loyal husband to Helen Hunt.
Yeah. Mm. He was more mad about you, wasn't he?
He was a bit more mad about you, yeah.
He was mad about bloody diner food, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, he had one meal.
Yeah.
But he was bloody mad about it.
Mad about it. He was mad about it.
Yeah, but no, I think the monster was kind of, I think it had more depth than, I don't think it was just instinct. Because even things like, it was trying to get through the hole in the wall. So it went, it just made tunnels and whatever.
Yeah,
like,
right,
I thought
right,
that was
right.
interesting. I mean, you could just say that's an instinctual root system.
Yeah, see, it felt more like bees or something.
Yeah, but even the way it could control the Demogorgon and whatnot. What do you think about the friendly Demogorgon? I mean, it paid off, didn't it, Mason?
Did it.
Because he was friendly and then they escaped because they gave him a nougat.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thought it was fine.
Good. Yeah. Did you always knew that was going to be a bad thing? It seemed like a bad thing from the get-go.
Oh, for sure, yeah. What else was it going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I think this show did not benefit from?
What's that?
Like the mad publicity tour the kids went on in between seasons.
Right, sure.
I think it would have been...
They've done a lot of red carpets,
haven't
they?
It would have been better if they kind of disappeared... Because it was easier to see them as real kids in the first one because you'd never seen any of them before.
That's true.
And they wrote stuff, and you know the guy who had no teeth in the first season?
Yes.
He really had no teeth.
Huh.
So it was, and they wrote some aspects
of the
character.
Does he have teeth now?
He does now have them now, yeah. I think he either got them put in or whatever. It's a condition where your bones in your jaw don't develop properly or something.
Oh, right.
But I think it would have been easier to kind of come back into this universe if I hadn't seen them on, you know, Kimmel or whatnot.
Yeah, right. Kimmel, couple but, karaoke,
yeah,
I
exactly.
Assume.
Whatever. Yeah. So I don't know. I just think, yeah. I mean, they were all good. I think they were all really solid. But I think maybe that hurt the season just a little bit.
Maybe.
And initially, at least, yeah. Mm. But at least none of them got real weird looking.
That's true. They just remained real weird looking.
Yeah. For now, yeah. I think in the next few years we're going to see some height discrepancies. One of them's going to get super good looking, but you don't know which one.
Yeah, that's true.
Really
yeah.
Unexpected. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It will never long bottom it. You know that guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What else, Mason? Dragon's Quest is a shit game, isn't it?
Dragon's Lair?
Dragon's Lair, sorry.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What a game.
Disagree.
Garbage.
Yeah, no good.
I mean, I like the animation, but that's a bullshit. That's a QuickTime event, that entire thing.
Absolutely it is. And it was a QuickTime event that cost like $2 to throw, you know?
Crazy.
Yeah. Is that about it? I can't remember.
I mean, you know, it's good. Oh, yeah. You literally just finished it, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Maybe you do go Smashy Monster in the next one.
I'd hope so.
Can you do another conspiracy, you know?
I guess that one was... How did it feel moving out of the town? You know, when 11 went on a little trip?
Felt okay, I think.
Did it feel okay? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, a little disconcerting.
Yeah. No, I think it was probably some of the weaker stuff because I think that again came down to what do you do with 11?
It feels more Stephen King-y, I guess, or more 80s nostalgia if it's all...
In the one
I
place.
Guess it's a fine line because if it's always set in the same small town, the question always becomes, well, why don't they just leave the town?
Because I guess not everyone knows.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's weird like seeing season one and then seeing it and then coming back to this.
Yeah.
Like it's the bloody, it's a hot topic.
It is a hot topic.
Getting kids to fight a weird thing.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. You know what else is good about this?
What's that?
The adults believe the kids a lot of the time.
That is good,
it's very refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is nice.
All right. That'll do it?
I think so.
Well, Mason, we've got to do our next segment.
Oh, what we're eating.
What we're going to read.
My goodness.
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? Actually, before we do that, I got some tweets from people.
Okay.
And then we'll do the theme song.
Okay.
This is from Jonah Jones.
Ooh.
Can we have 20 minutes on the hair in Stranger Things in Monday's Weekly Planet Pod? Man, yeah, we can talk hair.
Pretty good hair. Well, look, we mentioned David Harbour.
Yep.
Regular man hair.
Regular man hair.
Pretty great.
Steve's got amazing hair. We'll find out the secret behind his hair.
Yep.
Great
mullet.
Oh,
yeah, that's right, yeah.
Good lift.
Yeah.
What do you think about the kid's hair at the end? The kid who did his hair up at the school dance.
Oh, yeah, that's fun, yeah.
Yeah. Because he bloody loves Steve, yeah. Doesn't he?
New bully's hair, absolute garbage. Again.
Yeah, that's a weird rap.
Again, I think I've mentioned this before, but if I acquired a time machine, I would just go back to the 80s and be like, you guys look like idiots. That's what I do. You look so stupid with your stupid hair. You think you look cool, but you don't look cool. You look stupid.
Yeah, it's not a good look, is it? Yeah.
Embarrassing. You all think you're cool, but we all think you're the biggest losers in 2017. Look at you idiots. Look at you. This is called a website. It's called BuzzFeed. And here's the worst, here's the 100
Look,
worst
you're all
prom
on
photos
it.
Of all time. And you're all on it, you idiots.
I mean, that's not going to happen for us, is it?
No, we look fine. We all look fine. Everybody listening, you all look fine.
Mm.
Just wear whatever's trendy, you look fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? You don't want to go too trendy. I feel like I go safe. I'm like nothing too crazy with a haircut,
yep.
Jeans and a t-shirt. I feel like that you could wear that forever.
It's true.
Yeah. I'm a bloody Mark Weldon, mate. Get a bloody.
I'm a bloody Mark Weldon.
Any other hair? 11 grew her hair out a bit.
That's, yeah.
I don't, like, evil 11 didn't really care for any of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Come
on. She had a little 80s new wave goth meltdown there.
No,
that was pretty
you.
Fun. Yeah.
That's from Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, sorry, that's a tweet for later.
Ooh.
Sorry. Vaughn says, just finished watching Stranger Things. I loved it. What are your thoughts on it? Did it hold up for the first season?
We just did episode on it. Aaron.
Actually, that was Vaughn.
Vaughn.
But Aaron also.
Come on, mate.
Here's a question. This is from Metal Eugenio.
Ooh.
Which of the Stranger Things cast reminds you of yourself? Probably the most pathetic one.
good question.
They all kind of blend. I don't know. They're all nerds.
Yeah,
they're all unpopular.
Is it the main cast?
I guess. Let's say, yeah, when you're a kid.
Oh. You're probably Dustin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably not wrong.
Yeah.
You look like him.
Thank you.
With your no teeth.
Oh, what? Come on, mate.
This is from pronounceable
I've got one
name.
Big teefer, all right?
Yeah.
I use it for opening cans.
Steve was the only one to go through a real character arc, and look where that got him. Hashtag justice for Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got done by in the end, didn't he?
I think Sean Astin also went through a bit of an arc. See where that got him.
Torn apart.
Torn to pieces.
By weird dogs.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I think that will do it now, Mason.
Yep.
Shall we do it?
Famous segment.
What are we reading?
What are we going to read? Are you going to put the theme in twice?
Yeah, should I?
Because we introduced the segment earlier, and then we introduced it again.
I don't know, man. Like, yeah. it's a bloody roller coaster,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it, though?
I'm doing the theme. What are we reading today? What are we doing?
Yeah.
What have you read?
Let's see. I'm up to date on all my comic books. It's good. I've been up to date on Injection, which is a good... Good one, I bloody like. I've recently started. There was a sale on. Speaking of Hellboy, there was a sale on a whole bunch of Mike Mignola stuff. I think in Comixology. So I repurchased Hellboy in Hell volumes 1 and 2, which
okay.
I'm gonna. That's like the final Hellboy arcs. So I'm gonna give those a reread because I haven't read that in a while.
So this is the original run.
That's correct.
How many issues in the original run, roughly? Do you know?
No idea.
100.
Less than that, probably.
200.
No, but no. You. It's like. You listened to me said 100 and you ignored it.
Yeah.
Come on, mate.
That's what I did.
Good. Good. As long as we're on the same page. What else? I'm up to date on, I think I've mentioned this before on the show, Spy Seal. New episode of Spy Seal. New issue of Spy Seal came out.
Are you saying Spy Seal or
Spy
Seal?
Spy Seal. He's okay. A seal, but he's also a spy.
Like Perry the Platypus.
Yes, but it's also like Tintin. It's, if you like Tintin as a kid, you should read Spy Seal. Really?
No, I hated it.
Did you really?
He's a big dope.
He's a big... Well, that's true. Look, in rereading Tintin as an adult...
He's very boring as a character.
But also, he's a very bad role model for children.
Yeah.
Because he is constantly sort of running headlong into danger and not dying just through sheer happenstance.
Yeah,
constantly.
Exactly.
When he goes to America...
The gas, right?
Yeah, well, we've definitely mentioned this in the show, but it gets me every time that... He's like a 14-year-old boy reporter, and he runs afoul of the Chicago mob.
Happens.
Who lock him into a room and fill it with nerve gas, deadly nerve gas.
Yeah.
Then they take his lifeless body and they throw it in the Chicago River, and then they go back to their boss.
They forget about it.
They go back to the boss, and the boss is like, "You gave him the wrong gas. You only gave him knockout gas."
Why do they even have knockout gas?
I don't know. They're the mob.
Why do they have nerve gas?
Yes, where'd they get it? And they're like, and he's like throwing him into the river. What? Just wake him up. So they go back to the river to go get him, but he gets the drop on him, and he just sticks his finger in their back and goes, "I've got a gun. Give me your guns." And they go, "Okay." And then he's like, "Now I've got two guns. Before I had no guns." But like,
and then he kills him.
I don't know. I can't remember what he does. But first of all, you got in. They could have just nerve gassed you. Your heart would have shut down. Your brain, you would have died. And then even if. You knew they were going to give you knockout gas. If you get thrown into a river and you're unconscious, you're just going to drown. And then you're like, "Hey, I got a gun." Why wouldn't they just turn around and shoot him?
Yeah.
He's avoided death three times there by sheer chance.
Yeah, just in the one comic as well.
And then later on in that there same comic, he's on the run from like, I think a tribe of Native Americans who want to kill him for some reason. And then he dives into a hole.
I bet they're very accurate portrayals of Native American culture.
You know, he got a lot less, Hergé got a lot less racist as the series progressed.
Well, most people did, I think.
Yeah, that's so true. Progressed. Anyway, he dives into a hole and then they board up the hole and then he's like, "Oh, I guess I'm trapped in this cave until I die because I can either go out, I can't go out that way, but if I go out the other way, there's just a cliff.
This isn't a cave. This is my house."
That's right. And I've got a helicopter. No, but then he just digs through a bit and then he strikes oil and he escapes on like a jet of oil.
What?
Yeah.
And he's rich.
Yeah.
Because he's got oil. See, I liked Asterix.
And then a subsequent issue, he gets shot with a... In the Tintin universe, there's a like a toxin. And if you get like shot with a dart of this toxin, you go... irreversibly mad.
Okay.
And then at one point he gets shot with a dart of it and he's like, "Oh, I've gone mad, woo!" And then he's like, "Wait a minute, I haven't gone mad because somebody just switched out the poison for water." But he put himself in the position where he could have been shot with a dart.
If you're putting water directly into your bloodstream, that's probably fine.
It's probably fine,
I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, you should read Spy Seal because it's...
Because it's better than Tintin.
It's better than Tintin.
Did you ever see that Tintin movie?
No, I never did.
I heard if you love Tintin, you'll love it.
Oh! Yeah.
But I didn't. I was more of an Asterix guy.
Wow.
They're always beating up Italians. That's what I'm about. You know that about
me.
Yeah,
I know that. That's true. Just to be clear,
I don't hate Italians. My wife is part Italian, which I guess means my son's Italian. I don't like that, but that's...
Mamma mia. Che disastro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Very much so. There's also... Did you know there's a Silver Surfer series that just wrapped up?
No. It looks vintage.
It looks vintage, right? That's so. It's Michael Allred who did Madman.
Madman.
No, not Mad. Madman. It was you've gotten all this wrong. Anyway, and Dan Slott, who did a great run on The Thing many years ago, which I enjoyed. Anyway, this has apparently been quietly running for several years, and I had no idea. It's one of those ones that, you know, the creators get banked up on something else.
Yeah.
They just release an issue every 4 months or something. It's one of those, apparently it's really good, so I'm going to go back. There's like 14 issues, so I'm going to go back and... give that
chip
a read.
Away at it.
Yeah.
Great.
Great stuff.
Mason, we saw Thor Ragnarok, which we'll talk about next week,
mm-hmm.
Because it's not out in all parts of the world.
That's true.
But also, I borrowed a Nintendo Switch from my brother,
because mm-hmm.
it turns out that I'm probably going to America over the weekend, which is weird, to play Battlefront 2,
right.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to come
home. You seem so sure of yourself and positive about it.
Well, I don't
it,
know
so
whether
great.
It's really going to happen. And also, it seems like a real hassle for 3 days.
Sure, absolutely.
But
you've been playing Super Mario Odyssey.
I bought it. And it's, you know what? That system's pretty clever. Like the whole setup.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like just the way it works. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the way the handheld and what, and Claire and I were playing some bloody Super Mario Kart as well, which she never plays video games and she hates everything that I like, including you.
Yeah, that's fair. Yep.
No,
makes a lot of sense now that I think back on it.
But it's Odyssey's fun. Like, I've only played it for like 20 or 30 minutes, but it's fun. Like, it reminds me a lot of Mario 64, which I played a little bit, which...
Yeah. Does it feel Mario?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are you fighting in it?
Bowser.
Oh, yeah.
I was a dinosaur briefly, a real big T-Rex.
Wario.
I haven't seen him yet. I don't know if he pops up.
Okay.
But...
you have to, sure.
My hat's a ghost, Mason.
Sure.
In real life, help me. No, it's fine.
What's the in-story justification for the fact that your hat's a ghost?
You get beat up by Bowser and he tears your hat up. Goes into a fan or something.
Oh, so now it's a dead hat.
No. You land in a weird world and everyone's a ghost hat who lives there. And then one of the ghost hats becomes your hat. And then... What part of this do you not get? You're looking at me puzzled.
Yeah.
At the start, I'm like, why is there a story in this?
There are all sorts of different hats.
No, it's one hat, but the hat can become different things.
No, I mean in the hat universe.
I don't know. They all look like top hats with eyes or ghosts.
I was
going to
say, is there a top hat with
eyes?
I
don't know, man. They're all top hats
with
eyes.
But there's a plumber's hat, a red
plumber's
hat.
No, because it turns into that when it helps you out.
Oh, interesting.
And then you throw it onto a Goomba.
What's its natural state then?
A top hat.
This is like a scroll of hats. A scroll of hats.
A ghost with a top hat, with a big old white top hat.
And then it turns into a plumber hat.
Yes.
With an M on it.
Yes.
All right.
What? But if
Mario's got surprisingly good hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hat hair, but considering you never, under normal circumstances,
you thought
it was
going to be Bob Hoskins bald.
You'd assume he was bald, wouldn't you?
Like Bob Hoskins.
Mm, exactly, yeah.
Hopskins?
Bob Hopskins, yes.
Hopskins, yes. Very good. Also, just quickly on the topic of Thor, last week we did, for Thor Ragnarok for Caravan of Garbage, we did a really terrible Hulk game, which was boring and terrible. No, it wasn't. It was kind of fun.
Yep.
And this week we do a really terrible Thor game.
Which was no fun.
Which was just...
Just this.
Anyway, watch those.
God of War knockoff. Ugh,
yeah,
really good.
Just shit.
Could have been good, I feel.
Could have been good, but it wasn't.
It wasn't good, though.
Yeah, so.
That's the trick there.
Yeah.
If something could be good, you should probably make it good.
Yeah, I feel so, that way, about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you know what is good, Mason?
What's that?
Letters from our listeners.
Should probably play the letters theme.
You should.
Yep.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Right now, we're gonna do letters.
What is that face you just put on? You put on this wincing face. You look to the sky, just stared at that light up there.
I was doing it, and then I realized it looked like Keyboard Cat.
Oh, I see.
Remember Keyboard Cat?
Yeah, that's a very current reference. That's very good.
Do you want to do your letter from the mailbag first?
Oh.
Mason's a mailbag aficionado. If you send him a letter, he'll definitely read it. That being said, often when I go into there, they're all unread.
Well, actually, that will continue this week, because this week I've taken the letter. It's not even a letter. It's from the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates forum.
Oh, my God.
They didn't know this was
going to
be
while you're doing
in here.
That, I'm going to do a letter, because people go out of our way, Mace. Their way.
Oh, you're going to do a letter.
Us,
okay.
Yeah, to send us a bloody letter.
Anyway, this is from Charlie Lloyd on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates forum. He was listening to the Weekly Planet on the campus shuttle earlier this week when this cute girl I've been interested in for a while got on the bus and sat down next to me.
Hello.
She asked what I was listening to and I answered
casually,
Oh, it's an Australian comedy podcast. She said, I love podcasts. What's it called? And literally took out a little notebook to write down the name of the podcast, an image of this girl hearing Red Hot Comic Book Movie News shooting up your butthole, and then just being like, yeah, all right, I guess he's a weirdo flashed through my mind. I panicked and said, it's called Do Go On. Basically, there are three comedians. One of them reads a report and the other two just sort of dick around for a bit. So congratulations, Charlie. You've officially dogged the boys, my friend. That's
absolutely
what you've done. We've got one rule here on this podcast. Don't dog the boys.
Don't be dogging the boys.
Don't dog the boys, mate. What have you done?
Who dogged the boys?
Charlie Lloyd.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? I get it.
Yeah.
He made the right call.
Well, he says he thinks he made the right call.
He did.
Yeah. But you've dogged the boys.
He's absolutely dogged the boys.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a letter for this week.
You dogged the boys, mate.
Yeah.
I'm looking for it. Oh, wow. This one starts with, Mason is a dirty liar. It's from Nathan. Last week, you guys read my question about James' poor attempt to avoid his hair dye story. Oh, this guy gets two letters. Should I continue with this?
Nah, burn him.
Okay.
You'll never know why I was a dirty liar.
I know, Mason said that was my only question. Not true. I asked for the context about the Las Vegas glassing story. Should I really tell that story?
Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Anyway, a guy in my group got glassed in the face because he was in a fight.
Great.
I didn't know him very well. We got glassed and then the glass means hit in the head with a bottle or glass.
Yeah, right.
So now that guy forever has a big fucking scar down his face
because
he got in a fight in a bar.
He's a wizard now.
Yeah, and a guy with a big scar down his face.
Yeah.
So basically, don't fight anybody in a bar.
Mm. Unless they've dogged the boys.
Yeah, and then
obviously
that's
in a horrific manner, in which case.
I can't believe he bloody... Well, this one says, saving Fassbender's career.
Okay.
Over the past couple of years, Michael Fassbender has been in a string of mediocre bad films, such as Alien Covenant, Assassin's Creed, X-Men Apocalypse, and most recently, The Snowman. I've heard that's terrible. It looks
look,
great.
I don't know anything about it, except like all the memes, because apparently The Snowman leaves like a little... He's like the saint. He leaves a little snow...
A calling card.
Little calling card. It's a little snowman, and so a lot of people have built memes around it.
Is there a role in a franchise you'd like to see him play and try and steer his career back on track? Like join Star Wars, the MCU, or should he go back to doing more low-budget indie stuff?
I've heard he's not very, he's not a very good bloke, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's from Jesse Newell.
Yeah, so
what did you hear about that? About him being a bad bloke in particular?
Probably hitting women or something. I think that's his...
That's a big thing
I should probably look into it before I'll just...
You accuse a man of hitting women.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, speaking of The Saint.
Yeah.
There's a... apparently they attempted to make a The Saint series maybe last year or this year.
They did?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And it didn't go through, but they put the pilot on Netflix as a... as like a
Who plays the Saint?
Some rando British guy. But
that sounds really good.
It's really bad. No, it's no good.
I'm going to watch it.
It's not even good for TV.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, TV's so good now. TV's That's the new true. Comics or whatever we said.
It's got Eliza Dushku in it.
Okay, she's good.
Yeah, but I thought it'd be... But it's not good. It's no good.
There's not a girl saint.
No, it's a man saint.
It's a man saint.
It's a man saint. But also, you know how the saint traditionally leaves a calling card? It's got the little
snowman
stick.
Yeah.
It's got the stick figure man with the halo on it, right? He leaves a card with a stick figure on it and it says The Saint on it.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say he like leaves a USB.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so good.
It's got a paint file in there. It's
just, no, that'd be great. He leaves a Snapchat on your phone.
That's garbage. Just have him leave the calling card. You don't need to update it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, this is from Aaron Spate on Twitter. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. That's how you reach us on Twitter. Or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Or apparently the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates.
That's right.
Group. If you want to dog the boys.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. If you have to choose The Punisher or Justice League, what would it be? You can only watch one.
Oh.
Justice League. You've never seen the Justice League live action.
That's true, yeah. I mean, you could always get The Punisher in Other Defenders things. 2 or whatever.
Or Daredevil Season 2.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's Justice League,
yeah,
right?
It's Justice League, yeah. Right.
Also, like, the Marvel
Netflix... I want to see him fight a big grey man in a big burning CGI landscape with lightning and smoke. Can we please put that on the big screen?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
And preferably in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, definitely Justice League.
Yep. Yeah,
even though I genuinely don't know what way it's going to go.
Yep,
but obviously you got to see Justice League.
Also, alleged domestic violence. So
there you alleged.
Yep,
a lot of bad blokes at the moment. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
it's coming out.
So
yeah.
Many.
Well, we didn't talk
Good,
about
let's
the Harvey
clear
Weinstein
them out.
Thing.
Yeah, into the bin.
What a fucking
what a gross
piece
dude.
Of shit.
Yeah.
What I don't get about that
He's,
is,
yeah,
I don't think anybody's asked us for our opinion.
No,
on this,
that's right.
But I don't believe that people didn't know because I'd heard things just. On the internet, you know what I mean? Like, in passing that he's like the worst bloke in the universe.
Yeah.
How do you not know?
That's, well, I think everybody did. It's just they were like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's all, don't believe women and it's all, but if I say so, because that's the thing. Like, the idea that, like, if you know a bad guy and you, like, call him out, then you'll be a big old hero. But oftentimes, if.
It's not that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, a lot of the time, if you. You have to be prepared. If you're going to do it, you have to be prepared for the fact that things are going to be really uncomfortable, you know, for everybody and people are going to be like...
And you might not get work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, that's like...
And the idea is you've got to do it anyway because otherwise, you know...
Like, you know, with Rose McGowan, how she... Like, she... What's his name? The guy who did Death Proof.
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, whatever. They didn't do it. He did the other one. Planet Terror or whatever.
Yep.
Like, he cast her in that to spite Weinstein. So
that's
he'd have
right,
to pay for
yeah.
Her role and whatever, yeah. Yeah, he's, what a piece of shit. And even like, when people are like, oh, he's, you know, like, he's sad and depressed and he's, I don't, who cares? You fucked up so many people's lives.
Yeah, that's right.
You just abused your power for 30 years.
Mm.
And the people around you also aided in this, like, your assistance would bring people to your room or whatever. Fuck all those people.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
Mm.
No good.
We're
into the bloody bin,
into
mate.
The bin with all of them.
I mean, it's not a hard stance to take, is it?
No,
I mean,
that's true, yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
And look,
well, as long as we'll just clear house right now,
sure.
Like, not us personally,
sure.
But as long as if we can clear out a whole bunch of people from Hollywood now,
yeah,
that would be good.
Who else?
Look, probably both the Afflecks, to be honest.
Could very well be, yeah.
As if Ben Affleck doesn't know what his brother's well, up
apparently,
to most of the time.
Well, not only that, then the Harvey Weinstein thing, apparently he knew. Also, because there was that allegation, but... Hey, man. I mean, look, there is also the other side of it that maybe you don't know the extent of it. Maybe you know he's a sleaze and a creep, which isn't as bad as raping somebody, obviously.
Mm.
But you'd still want to distance yourself from a person like that, I assume. Anyway,
it's good we've ended this on a positive note.
Now we got one more tweet.
Oh, great.
Josh Johnson sent us a lettuce. We mentioned
very good.
Lettuce from
good,
last
yep,
week. It's
nice.
A bit of a bloody callback. Would you rather watch hashtag Weekly Planet Pod? It's branding, Mason. You know, I can never not do it. You know
sure,
that, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather watch a George Lucas Transformers or a Michael Bay Star Wars?
George Lucas Transformers.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Michael Bay Star Wars would be excruciatingly long.
And all the characters would be awful.
Yeah.
It would be, definitely. He'd take existing characters and ruin them. At least with Transformers, I don't care if he ruins Cade Yeager.
That's true.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. I don't think George Lucas Transformers would be very good.
Oh, for sure, no.
But tolerable, I guess.
But I guess that being said, like, all of Lucas's stuff is quite long as well.
Not as long.
No.
I think Attack of the Clones is the longest one.
Mm.
I think. And it's not... It's not like Transformers, like nearly 3 hours.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucas all the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bay into the bin, Mason, is what you're saying? As a director?
Yeah, into the bin. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he's a decent guy or not, but, you know, just as a director into the bin.
I've heard people...
He's in the director bin, not the bad bloke bin,
okay.
Currently. We could transfer him over, depending on what we learn about
it. It's like emptying, like, your little bin in your office into your regular bin.
That's correct,
That's
yeah.
what you do, yeah. Mm-hmm, yep. Yeah, that's the show for this week, Mason. Yeah. If you could wrap this up, well,
If you want to say hi to us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod.
The keyboard cat face while you do it.
Okay, that's very good. How long can you maintain it?
As long as I have to.
Okay, terrific. Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook. And Gmail, and Twitter, and Bandcamp. We've got that Suicide Squad commentary out, as we mentioned.
Yeah,
pretty great. Let's see, Planet Broadcasting Facebook group, Planet Broadcasting Great Mates. Just look up that. You can also go to bloody... The Weekly Planet. Oh, you can go to at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. I'm at Wikipedia Brown.
Yep.
What are you?
Mr. Sunday Movies.
Very good.
Sorry, I was
that's okay.
Supposed to do the cat.
You're doing the you're still doing keyboard.
Keep
cat.
Going, Mason.
Pretty
you
great.
Got this.
Let's see. If you want to support the show, you want to chuck in a buck, you can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. You can go. Oh, he's doing keyboard cat. That's pretty good. You can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. You can click on.
How is
through
the cat
there.
Doing this? Sorry, keep going.
No, right. How can a cat play the keyboard? You don't even know. If you want to buy some stuff on Amazon, your regular Amazon shop, you want to buy some. Stuff.
Yeah, you can.
Just click through there. We get a kickback. We've never figured out how it works. Eventually they're going to cotton on. They're going to take it away from us.
They wouldn't dare.
They wouldn't dare. We'd fight them.
Dead body.
That's right.
Yeah.
What else? We've got some teas on teepublic.com. Just search for Weekly Planet.
Yep.
That's
it. Yeah, there's that Stranger Things one there, maybe. And that Thor one.
Oh,
it's
nice.
There already. Or mm-hmm. It's there or it's not there.
Nice.
Cool.
Thank you, The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham, for our themes. Thank you to everybody who listens. We appreciate it. Those
thank you to everybody who listens but doesn't want to bloody tell their friends or girls that they're interested in about the podcast.
Oh,
you
yeah.
could be spreading the good word.
Yeah.
I mean, you made the right call.
Hashtag don't dog the boys.
I would have done the same.
Yeah, same. Exactly, yeah.
Well, I'm still... There's a reluctance...
I think if I was... There was a cute girl in the shuttle and I wanted to impress her and I told... She'd be like, what's your podcast about? I'd be like, it's called Do Go On. It's about three.
My name's Dave Warnocky.
Yeah, I'm Dave Warnocky.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm still very reluctant to tell people what I do. Like, there is a shame in this, Mason. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because I go to, like, what's your YouTube? You won't like it. Because often I don't like it. So, uh-huh. You know what I mean?
I disagree. I think I bloody love it.
It's fun.
It's good fun.
It's better when it's not just me in a video, I feel, because you can, you know, you can bounce off somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Mason, that's not
as opposed to bouncing your bloody head off the wall.
Correct,
you know what I mean?
Mason.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's, next week, Thor. Send us your thoughts if you've got any.
Your thoughts.
Thoughts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good one.
Thank you.
All right, see you next week.
You grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.